Hi, Vader Leaf, Lee Kerr, Bratislav
It is, yes.
Vardulov? I'm interested in instructing you via the Judicial Council Act 2019. Do you have capacity to represent me, please?
What's it in connection with?
I went to a district judge, and I spoke only in Irish, and this judge spoke only in English without an interpreter. She refuses to sign documentation which she does not have a legal discretion to refuse to sign. She refuses to answer questions. This hearing lasted barely 1 minute. I feel that she is guilty of judicial misconduct.
Okay, what's your own name?
Nicholasine Colleen de Gloucester. About your firm from the litigants panel of the Law Society here.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I am a victim of significant crimes, including torture. The European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me and repeatedly criticizes violations of international law against me. I went to the local district court to get criminal summonses signed, but a district judge refuses to sign them. She refuses to speak through Irish, even through an interpreter. I spoke only in Irish. She clearly did not understand what I said. She refuses to answer questions. This hearing lasted barely 1 minute. I feel that she is guilty of judicial misconduct. Could I instruct you via the Judicial Council Act 2019?
No, I wouldn't be in a position to do it. I don't believe that you can do what you're talking about doing. The discretion is vested in a district court judge. You're looking to bring a private prosecution. A district court judge has the discretionary power as to whether to agree to issue a summons in the district court. I don't know. What you're talking about doing is bringing a judicial review, where you review the decision of that judge as to whether or not it was appropriate in the circumstances. There are probably firms that may specialise in Dublin in relation to it, but my instinctive view is that the rare times that I've ever sought to invoke that jurisdiction, that it's a discretionary power on the part of the judge, and where it is that a judge is exercising a discretionary power, it's extremely difficult to judicially review them.
Thanks for this feedback. I am interested in a judicial review, and I mean, obviously, you are a law firm and I am not, so you know by and large much more about laws than I do, of course. And so I can imagine that there can be discretion in various things, but with regards specifically to torture, though, as I am a torture survivor who has met the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture, I have actually looked at anti-torture legislation, which is binding. There's international binding law here, which provides no discretion whatsoever to refuse to prosecute, so that she refuses to sign.
You could very well be correct. You may need to speak to some of the public law firms in Dublin that will be more familiar with it. the areas where I've dealt with that, and it was never to do with torture. It was to do with other more insignificant criminal prosecutions. Mm-hmm. But there are public law firms in Dublin that you could contact that may be more versed in the likes of those kind of torture conventions or the European Convention on Human Rights and breaches of it. But I certainly, I wouldn't take on the case for that reason. I think that there's a public law element to it, and I wouldn't have the necessary expertise. I think a public law firm, there are different firms in Dublin that would specialise in public law.
we can hope that most persons will never be tortured and never need to use a torture lawyer. But would you maybe be able to suggest to me any names of public law firms?
I wouldn't be that familiar with them. You'd need to just Google the firms. There aren't that many. There's only about maybe three or four firms that deal in public law.
Well, that's not very many.
They may be described as human rights lawyers as well as public law lawyers.
So that's human rights lawyers, maybe, is it?
Yeah, those terms are interchangeable.
Right.
Human rights law firms.
Right. Well, thanks a lot for informing me about these, and maybe I'll find someone suitable. Thanks a lot.
Hopefully so. All right, then.
Have a good weekend. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye. Okay. Bye now.